the archaeological dig seen behind glass. These remains show the different periods side by side. You are actually looking at the walls of the former villa, a tank dating back to the end of the 5th century, the remains of a funeral chamber of the Middle Early Ages, and tombs from different periods. At the end of the 5th or the beginning of the 6th century, the villa was abandoned. On part of its location, a rectangular Christian basilica was built, which is under the present-day church. The tombs you can see show that this basilica was much more than a place of worship. Originally, it was also a place of burial. During late antiquity, with the beginnings of Christianization, and all through the medieval period, the dead were buried near or inside churches in order to be closer to God. You can also see the rectangular and quadrangular limestone sarcophagi and the triangular sepulchre under a stone saddle roof. These tombs probably date back to the early Middle Ages, between the 6th and 9th centuries. This vocation as a place of burial continued well beyond the medieval period and right up to the 18th century. Archaeological digs have uncovered around 200 people who were buried in Salagon from the end of the 5th century to the 18th century.